Welcome to Ugandan Art Speaks Out, the podcast that celebrates the diversity and creativity of Ugandan art and culture. Produced by Omochi Creative, a non-government organization that uses art to create social change and promote empowerment in Uganda. This podcast takes you on a weekly journey of discovery through the vibrant and diverse world of Ugandan art. Each episode features insightful conversations with talented artists and creatives who share their stories, inspirations, and passions. Whether you are an art lover, a curious listener, or someone looking to expand your understanding of Ugandan art and culture, Ugandan Art Speaks Out invites you now to join us on an unforgettable journey through Uganda's creative diversity. And now, let's start the show.
So at this moment when G-Vocals Uganda did this song, I noticed, I was like, wait, what is this? This guy is using my song and he has not tagged me. Meanwhile,
exactly. You
watching the video first time was not bad for me.
Mm.
But when I went into the details and there was no tag, there was nothing that shows that it's not his song.
Yes, he was claiming ownership.
I got furious. I was like, why? Mm. Meanwhile, people have always been telling me, do that song, people will steal it. Now, this is when I noticed that it's actually
like,
real.
Okay.
People can actually steal your song.
Yeah.
So he got the song, and when he put it out, it also moved. Because it was he brought it out in an era where Karungi's video was viral.
Yeah.
It was trending.
Trending, yeah.
So he also used that chance and put it out, and sweet, he put it on YouTube.
Hmm.
Everyone came to me like, man, this guy, isn't this your song? Isn't this your song? Why is this guy? Why don't you? So I send him a message and I'm like, hi, you did my song. However, you did not tag me.
You did actually seek for permission.
Yeah, you didn't actually tell me. You didn't actually talk to me. This is happening this year.
Mm.
I'm like, what would I have done if I was...
You are him.
If I was him.
Mm.
I would have told this person so as we can move together. But first taking it back a little bit, I continued doing my videos. Even after I saw G-Vocals do the song, I continued doing my videos. I get songs. People started asking for songs on my TikTok account. So I sing for them. And then my friends are always there for me. Victor, Drizzy, to make these videos on TikTok. Whereas I see people doing challenges of the Ngamba.
Yeah.
People have done challenges of the Ngamba.
Actually, come across those challenges.
Very many people have done this
challenge.
Spice Diana did a challenge in that. Virota did a challenge in that. I also saw there's this TikToker called Wanta.
Wanta.
I was like, wait, Wanta? I always watched Wanta on TikTok, and this guy is doing a challenge in my song. There's some other famous TikTokers that really did these challenges, but at the end of it all, they tag you. And they use sound that
you've already shows, used.
Yeah. G-Vocals does not do that. So I tried to contact G-Vocals. He does not pick. So he calls me, and G-Vocals tells me, how are you? He's actually he's a person that will not want to listen, but rather loves to make a point. So you have to hear him, or you hear him out. So he's like, how about we meet? Why don't you come and meet me so that we see what to do with this project? And I'm like,
Wait, what?
Yeah, you see the reaction you have?
Yeah, exactly.
What I was like, wait, what? Now, already I was already pissed at what he did.
And you want us to work on a film project?
The way he's talking, I'm like, wait, what? I told him...
The audacity for me.
I told him, it's going to be so hard for me to meet you because you did not see it fit for you to call me before you did my song. That is exactly what I told him. I told him, it's going to be so hard for me to meet you because you did not see it fit for you to call me to meet you before you did my song without my permission. Now, it seems like you don't want to listen to me, so I think we shall see what to do. Bye.
What?
He hangs up. I call again. It's like, Divokos, you're not listening to me. I listened to you. You said you want to meet me. Now I'm talking. I'm telling you something.
Yeah.
No, you know, you're being rude, he tells me. You're being rude and you're not listening. I'm like, what is happening?
You are the one being rude.
So, yeah, he actually told me I'm not listening to him. He's like, I wanted to handle this the soft way, but then it seems like you just don't want to agree with me. So it's okay. Let's see what we can do about it. So I'm like, okay. I kept quiet. Okay. I was so overwhelmed.
Exactly.
When you look at his content compared to the content I do, we are nowhere close. Mm. So I was like, I will not tip low. He's a guy that does covers.
Mm.
And the fact that he came up with a song that could have been a cover of my song, but he did not tag me, so it is not a cover. So people will think it's his song.
Actually.
I met a TikToker called Mulunji Noel. Mm. He's a TikToker too. He's a friend of his.
Mm.
And there's also Semanda Nathan. Mm. Semanda Nathan is an OB. He's not even an OB. Like, he knew me from Budo SS.
Mm.
By the time he was at Budo SS, his father, Paul Saka, was the writer. Is the writer of music at Budo SS.
Mm.
So they knew my name. By the time he joins Budo, or he was around Budo, they knew me.
Mm.
People know me. There are students that know me at Budo SS, but they not find me there. But they knew the name.
They know you existed.
There was one time a boy here called Kono. So they know Kono. The times I used to go back to Budo SS, they used to reflect on the times I was there.
Mm.
Now, Semanda Nathan is a friend to Divokos.
Mm.
Close friends, because they do challenges together.
Mm.
Murunji Noel is a friend to Divokos. So these people, I approach Semanda, I'm like, what do we do with this guy? I need his number. He gives me his number. I call him. That's when he tells me whatever he told me.
Mm.
And I keep quiet.
Mm.
And then Murunji tells me something. He tells me, that guy does those things.
It's not the first time he has done it.
There's a song. This is Murunji telling me. Mm. There's a song I was singing. It was mine. The next time I heard, he had produced it and he had added my chorus in it.
G-Vocals,
Uganda. Now, I realized, so this guy is actually looking for popularity and fame and stuff. He really wants to,
To
get out there.
But stepping on people's heads.
So I'm like, no, I'm not going to step low for him to step. I was like, let me keep quiet. Like, I'm the owner of the song. Because it is my song.
It's your song.
Even if I fight, even if I don't, it's my song. I wrote the song.
It's your song, you wrote it.
So I chill. But then remember, it is Karunji who did it. Karunji has a management, Stone City Management.
Mm.
So the manager had become a good friend of mine, being that I had gotten close with
to
Karunji. So the manager started talking to me about that guy. He's like, what's up? I tell him. So the manager is like, no, it's okay. Because I also wanted so much to venture into music. Now this year, because I had set a pace, I want this year to do music.
Mm.
That is why I got closer to Karunji, because she does music.
Mm.
I really had an intention to start music seriously. So the manager is like, no, I think we can see what to do about that.
Mm.
So next time I know, I keep quiet. People keep coming to my inbox asking me, man,
why aren't you taking action?
Yeah, why can't you? And I'm like, it's okay.
It's okay.
So we meet a lawyer, copyright lawyer.
Mm.
And we tell him everything, we narrate everything, we send evidence, because the first time I posted that video was in 2023 of me singing the Ngamba.
Yes.
And no one, it didn't have that much views.
Mm.
The next time was Karunji. Karunji posted it on her
TikTok,
but that was even 2023.
Mm.
Singing, she was like, this song belongs to a friend of mine, but he still doesn't know how good it is. That's what the caption was saying.
Mm.
Then the next time she posted it was that one that it went viral.
Mm.
There's no other time. So we had the evidence that it's actually we are the ones that put it into the public first.
Mm.
Usually what evidence is who put the song in public
first.
That it works with copyright.
Mm.
With copyright, these days it's not about is it copyrighted or not.
Mm.
Who put it out there first?
Mm.
Because for us who are hearing, it's a public space.
Yes.
If I've heard it from this one first, I'll say this is...
Yeah, I'll say it's
but
it belongs
to... But if he has evidence that it has been in a public space before yours, then he owns the copyright.
Yes.
But I had evidence that it was us that first put it out. It was me, it was Karunji that first put it out. So the manager, Karunji's manager, asks me or tells me that he's going to help me record the song, do the song in studio. Because remember, we had a demo.
Yes, he had a demo.
He listened to the demo. He's like, this is a sweet song, but it needs to be treated. So I'm like, yeah, we can. So we go to Karunji's producer, Smart Keys. They plan on redoing the song. Meanwhile, I also have connection. Remember, I told you
the Disney studio.
The studio, the master studio. Yes. I got a connection with the producer. We have been like close friends ever since. He's the one that did that song. So I tell him, man, we're doing this song again. So I talk to Karunji and I'm like, Karunji, how about we do this song together? Because most of the people liked the song when it was her voice. So I'm like, I can't lose that. So she accepted to do the song with me. I actually asked her. She accepted and we did the song together. It is actually my joy. Initially, it would have been my joy if G Vocals did that song and tagged me. Honestly, it would have been my joy. Even if he had put his own verses. It would have been my joy because I want everyone to sing that song. I'm spreading love. My point was love. I don't care whether I hear Rema singing that song the next morning. I don't care whether I hear Bobby Wine singing that song the next morning. The only point is that who owns the song?
Yes.
So we recorded the song in studio and uploaded the song. And then we issued, I think the lawyer issued a letter, a caution letter to G Vocals Uganda to put down whatever content, whatever hashtag, whatever video that has Ngambancho Njagala in it. And I loved it so much that is the right way to handle such a case.
Yeah.
I had friends that gave me advice. They were like, man, me I have a car and I have my car room. And I know where that guy is always moving. Just talk to me. I take him to the house.
Yeah.
You should explain why he's doing that stuff. I told him no. I would love to handle these things slowly. Meanwhile, I think it is God.
Yeah.
Because even if I was feeling the pressure, I was like, it's okay. It is my song. Why should I flex? It is still my song. When the verses come out, they are way different and way deeper than deep vocals verses. Why am I stressing? Like, I knew this song came out of my heart. It's my spirit. I did not think about lyrics. I thought about what I was saying. So we do the song. And we bring out the song. It's actually my first song that came out of music platforms.
Yeah.
With my name, Blair Kono. I was so happy. But this is all Karunji's management
Shout out to Karunji's management.
Yeah, and then they also offered to do a video. We've recorded the video.
You've recorded the video. That's
and it's done. Yeah, it's coming out. We shot the video. It's coming out. I was like, oh my God, this is all happening so fast.
Yeah.
It's happening so fast. So there's a day I wake up, I check on G Vocals page, and there's no video that is related to Ngambancho Njagala. He put them down. And then he has also brought out, like, he modified the song and took out the words because they told him not to do anything that not to bring out to put down and put out anything that has Ngambancho Njagala in it. So his new song is called Love Me. Love Me. Love Me. So the progression, yeah, it is the Ngambancho Njagala, but at least it is his song now. Yeah. That one I like, that he made his song.
His own song.
Yeah, there's no way
no relation.
There's no way it sounds like Ngambancho Njagala. I feel so happy that so far the pace is not bad. The pace at which I'm going, and I love so much to do music that will last even after me. I reflect so much on the late radio Mose because of his music. That was, he really thought through all his lyrics.
His music was so deep.
He thinks about the lyrics. I can't be your African Michael Jackson. Can't be your black John Lennon. Like, he thinks about it. These are big men, great men. So he's telling somebody. Now, this
I
person
can't
is.
I can't breathe that.
It, he's talking, not the plain words that, baby, I love you, baby, I want to be with you. No. So this song too, this verse that I created was. Eryetoboozi ly'omaama linvumira mu matu eyo simayiro yo simanyi. We broke up with this girl, but honest truth is that she has a good voice, a voice that is almost like my mother's voice. It's a deep voice, and I love that voice. And I really meant the words I wrote. Eyo simayiro yo simanyi nyamba ondaga watufu osula. Senkuletele birabo byotasubira singana nina kasente mama kawera nandi kututte mu didizo kwa akashia. Now didizo kwa akashia was a concept of I want to bring the old days to the present days. Back in the old days we used to have Didi's world.
Yes.
But these days we have Acacia. And like can we go to Acacia, you know? Nandi kututa mu Didi's over kwa Acacia.
Wow.
So Tona Salawo was like she was still doubting whether I'm actually serious. We did not really, really get into the dating like the way people get it. You get it. Just like when you get fond of each other, you're in the same workspace and you really like each other, so you relate a lot. And then you it's like you're dating. So I'm like, Banita Nasala, you've not yet decided whether we should get into this or not. Ngambanchonjagala tolina yomulala. So I decide to tell her, please tell me they love me. No losing kusubwa na yo kwatula ni kunema ngambanchonjagala. So that's where this song came from.
Nyambonda gawa tufu osula tenkuletele birabo byotasubira singa nali nina kasente mama kawera nandi kututte mu didizo kwa akashia ekinete nyike kwe tonna salawo ekinka byamaziga
tonna salawo
ngamba nti onjagala tolina yomulala ngamba nti ndiwo tolina yomulala nolo sinkusuwa nayo kwa.
Guys, the song is so beautiful. I'm here blushing.
Yeah. So I, so far where I'm at, I have a lot of songs that are in stock that I'm doing. And it's the only song I have on music platforms. And so far so good. We are moving in 5K now, 5K views in around 17 or 18 days. How many days? A few days.
Yeah,
we are, the progress is good. Yeah.
It's really a beautiful song. You guys should go to YouTube, all those streaming platforms, and listen to Ngambanchi Onjagala. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. So, as we hinted on copyright, we can actually talk about copyright in Uganda.
Yes.
I don't know if we can do music, or actually let's do music. I was going to suggest film as well, but let's do music. Since you've already been in that situation, what do you think about copyright in Uganda?
So, copyright in Uganda, first of all, we do not know what copyright means. And the moment you don't know what it means, it will not make any sense to you. You'll just want to do to make money and chill. So that is a progression. So it's the same progression. It's the same progression. So you realize there's a lot of songs that are in the same progression. Now, what differs there is a serial or a number for every song that is produced and published. I don't know, I've forgotten what it's called, the number of the song, like the serial number of the song. Technically, in software, there is that number. Like in phones, we have that IME something, serial number. So even the songs, the
they
content of the produced song that you've put out, it has a serial. So anything that sounds like that, you have it will claim copyright. Like we have already used that sound.
By the time you bring it out,
they'll say, we have already used that sound.
Oh really?
So it is this. That is why on some videos you'll notice you make a video and you had the sound, the music in the just in the background where you are, but they will put down there contains music from this and this and this, because they notice, they will notice that there is that sound that is there. But that only happens if you have put out this music on that platform that monitors.
Monitors.
There's a lot of distribution companies that distribute. Meanwhile, I've only learned this year.
Okay. Which platform is that monitors?
There are many platforms. There's CBaby, there's DistroKid. These are music distributing companies or platforms. They put your music on Amazon, they put your music on Apple Music, iTunes, they put your music on Spotify, Boomplay. Now, by the time they put that music title, they put that music there, you've owned it.
It belongs to you.
There's no one that can do music that sounds like that. Unless this person goes to studio, changes everything, but does not use your sound.
Okay.
Because that sound is already copyrighted.
Mm.
In Uganda, it comes down to what I explained. The first person to put it out publicly is the one that owns the rights of that content. Anything that is musical. I was somewhere and I sang it. This is why I call upon every creative out there in Uganda right now. If you have content, if you're a content creator, if you oftenly do new stuff in public or something, please document it.
Yeah, document it.
By documenting, I mean record it, shoot it, note it. Just make sure there is something that shows that this is the day that you published this. Because this all came out handy for me when I was trying to put this case forward to the lawyer. I was trying to prove that I'm the one that actually put it out first. And all this was there to show, the videos were there to show that I put it out first. Now, this business of no, barukole, mze nkola ba ibulire, ba agare. I'm doing this so that people can, eh?
Yes.
It doesn't work, because at the end of the day, when this person owns the song, these companies pay you when people listen to your song.
Yes.
Every time someone goes to a streaming platform and plays your music, there is a percentage that comes to your account.
That comes back to you.
Yes. So if this person stole your sound, definitely they are getting your money.
Yeah.
You were supposed to get that money.
You.
So I only realized that I was chilling. I was like, it's up to him.
Yeah, it's my song. I know it's my song. I want.
But then it didn't work like that. They will rather take your money and everything. Now, bookings, shows, the song has come out as yours. And these days, people are switching so much on to streaming platforms. Everywhere I was singing this song, people are like, is it on Spotify? Is it on Apple Music?
Yeah, where is it?
Where can I
find it?
People ask me. And I just thank God that right now, my music is out there. The song is out there, so people can listen to it. I really feel sorry for many Ugandans that do their music for just the people around them.
Yes.
And that's all. Even your friends can steal your content.
They can.
Because G-Vocals Uganda is Noel Murungi's friend, Nathan Semanda's friend. Nathan Semanda told him, please put out that song. We are in collaboration with Blair doing Nambancho Njagala. Because they are friends. He did not listen because of the people that were responding to the song. He liked the wave.
Yeah.
But of course it was a wave, it passed. Now that is a problem. When we want these people to listen, we end up spilling out what would have been precious and valuable to us, and we would have treated it in a better way. you know, now I've resorted to, if it is my song and I want to sing it for people, I will go and produce it in studio, make sure it is done, then sing it to people.
On you, then you can put it on TikTok.
Then I can put it out. As long
That's
as
smart.
I know now it is. Now I learned the hard way.
Yeah, you
after
did.
Someone tried to snatch my song.
Mm.
But that goes out to each and everyone that does content.
Mm.
You cannot own content if you're not the one that put it out first.
Yes. Documenting is important.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing to know. We have gotten a hint about how copyright works and how you can actually save your content from being stolen by other artists. Guys, it's been a lovely episode together with Mr. Blair Kono. I hope you've liked it. I hope you've learned something and you've enjoyed his story. So till we meet in the next episode, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Ugandan Art Speaks Out, the podcast that celebrates the diversity and creativity of Ugandan art and culture. We hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something new about the amazing work of these artists. If you liked this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review our podcast on your favorite platform. You can also visit our website at Ugandan Art Speaks Out to learn more and explore further. You can also follow us on social media and join our community of art lovers and supporters. We'd love to hear from you and get your feedback. You can also support our work by donating to our organization and helping us continue our mission of using art to create social change and empowerment in Uganda. Thank you for your support. And until next time, keep listening and keep learning.